The men that y'all claim don't exist no more, I had that type of man. I had them, and I lost them because I was stupid, foolish, young, immature, possessive, mean, with a nasty attitude, ungrateful, entitled, and ignorant. I had a good man, one who gave me roses, romantic surprises, lingerie, gift baskets. He cooked, he cleaned, he had roses and candles lined up to the floor. He was romantic. He would throw me $1,000 even when he wasn't rich just to go get my damn hair done. My toes, my nails was there. He cared about me. He played old school music and slow dance with me. He fed me good, took care of me, took care of my kids. I had a good man. And I lost him because I, first of all, was shocked that I even got somebody like that. I had never had nobody like that before. And I went into overdrive just doing stupid shit to try to control him and put my claws into him. And it was unnecessary because I had somebody who loved me for real and did not cheat. Loyal. Oh, loyal. If you got some man like that, please do the work. Be appreciative and be grateful. Don't be entitled. Do kind and nice things for him. Don't just be a taker. Give back. Respect him. Oh, respect him.
This is a lot of regret that I'm hearing here. She ruined an opportunity with the good man. Sounds like she treated him pretty horribly. But hey, props to her for getting on camera and actually sharing what could save another chick from making the exact same mistake. I think a lot of chicks have a story like this. Are they going to share it? Very rarely do. Very rarely do. But here we have a woman who's willing to actually share her story.
Cause that man, baby, he gone. He with a new woman. And she looked happy as hell. She looked happy as I did when I was with him. I'm happy for her. You live, you learn. But I'm here to tell you, you guys always say, oh, there's no good man that don't exist. They exist, but they are rare. And if they came into your life, take this message as go get some therapy, go get some help. Go heal, go work on yourself, and pour back into that man, because a good man will wake up one day. Good men are not blinded to the fact that they are a wonderful person to be with. They just love your ass. And when they love you, they stay and they stay and they stay and they stay because they're hoping you will get it together one day. They're not staying with you because they don't know that they're a good man and they may not be able to get anything else. Oh, baby, he know. He counting down on your clock. He counting down on your clock. So work on yourself. Don't lose no good man, because I'm going to tell you, they are rare. And since I've been out here in these streets, it ain't nothing for me.
Having a bad time out here in these streets.
In these streets.
Right.
They all trash. That's all. That's the T. That's the word. I hope I can help somebody today.
All right, so that's the message. She says the truth about a good man. She had one and ruined it. Good news is it sounds like she learned. The bad news is you don't get to choose when a certain type of person comes back around into your life again. I want to see if she addressed anything else about this particular video that she did. Let's see.
I did appreciate him. I just didn't know how to take all the love that he was giving. See, our problem wasn't cheating in that relationship. I never cheated. He was all that I was into. But I had trust issues. I had a bad temper. I was out of control in regards to losing it and always making him go through hoops and hurdles to show me that he loves me. He just seemed too good to be true. And I was just too unhealed. So you got to think, there's other things that women can do to a man other than cheating on him. Like, men like peace.
Right, right.
Men like respect.
Right.
You can't give a man peace and you can't give a man respect when you slap him in the face. You can't give a man peace and you can't give a man respect when you're always screaming and yelling at him.
Damn, you smacked a man in the face? Did we hear that right?
You can't give a man peace and you can't give a man respect when you're always screaming and yelling at him. When you slap him in the face.
Sheesh.
You can't give a man peace and you can't give a man respect when you're always screaming and yelling at him. You can't give a man peace and respect when you're never being supportive of his needs.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like a bucket with a hole in it. And he's filling you up and filling you up and filling you up, but it's just never enough.
Right, right.
See, that's where we became a problem. We had a give to me and a take from him relationship. He couldn't afford to have a moment where he was down. So that was a mistake that I made in regards to dating him. That man deserved foot massages. That man deserved someone who would listen and hear him out. That man deserved for me to actually sit down and ask him, how was your day? Instead of him always coming in and trying to see how mine was. And so much more than that, that man deserved. But I learned my lesson, and I'm glad that I learned it.
So I actually got a few comments here, because I'm curious, because what I assume are the majority of these comments are going to be from men, but I do see a few comments here from the women. All right, so top comment here reads, this is why I'm in therapy. I got a wonderful husband and he's like the man you described. She goes on to say, married 11 years and he supports me in all I do and is a wonderful partner and dad. And somebody else here responded back and says, at least you're appreciative in staying together, which makes you an equally great partner. Somebody else here added, it's not, they are rare. Good men get called tricks, simps, food guy, Uber guy, or lame. A lot of them get turned into a monster after women shows it's not worth being good. You don't have to turn into a monster. And there is a period where when a man realizes that being a nice guy, which you should never be, being somebody who your goal, what's being nice? Is it your goal is to please everyone around you? Being good is different. And so the guys are always complaining about wanting to be the food guy and wanting to trick and please let me trick on you. And no, I'm not a simp. There's nothing wrong with showing up to dates with flowers every single time and being nice and expecting the people then should treat you nice because of that. You are going to learn the hard way. I'm glad I didn't hear her use the word nice and I heard the word good. Somebody else who says this is real maturity. Lessons have been learned. But without those lessons, you couldn't have grown. God bless you. Good things will come your way. There is a sort of benefit in learning a lesson like this, even if you never get that person again, is you don't get to traumatize yourself with accepting toxic people into your life. Both men and women have experienced this, can go through this. There are men out here who said to themselves, okay, I think I let a good woman go because maybe I wasn't ready. And once you've experienced a certain level of care and treatment, you're not going to deal with another level of toxicity, so on and so forth. Somebody else here says also real accountability. Somebody else here says, no, they won't. They never level up from a good man. No shade. I don't know her. It ain't personal. But that's just not true, right? There are people who actually do find someone. In most cases, unfortunately, people don't have this type of accountability. Somebody else here says, girl, you better go get your man back. Call him up and say this 5 times. Baby, I'm begging. Baby, I'm begging. Baby, I'm begging. Is this a joke? Somebody responded back and says, when we were done, a dude here says, when we are done, we are done. We mean what we say and say what we mean. How are you going to encourage this woman to go and beg for this man back that she treated horribly? It's done. It's over. Let it go. This is crazy. He served his purpose, this person says. And remember, you won't meet the same person twice. He gone and you learned that what it's about. And it will never be the same. This sounds like a situation where this man was severely disrespected, from what I hear. And when you severely disrespect a man and he grows from that and decides to let that go, it's never the same. Even if you guys have probably been there before where maybe you dealt with somebody and things didn't work out and there was some disrespect. As a man, you know how it goes. You may decide to, hey, let me check up on this person. Let's meet for coffee or something like that. And it's just not the same. because you have learned what you're not going to accept anymore. And you're looking at the person who sort of crossed those lines in certain ways. And it's just never the same. Somebody else who says, ma'am, I hear the hurt. I hope you eventually get another chance one day. And somebody else who says, if everything is so perfect, what made you not appreciate him? Lack of maturity. This is a young man who doesn't understand. People like to think if I met the right woman, then everything would work out. Or if I met the right man, everything would work out. Life doesn't work that way. You also have a role to play. You also have to be mature enough. As a woman, this is the problem I have with chicks who say things like, I'll be submissive to the right type of man, or I'll be feminine to the right type of man. Until then, I'm masculine. It doesn't work that way. Somebody else here added, most women are emotionally unavailable. Here's somebody else who says, me too, girl. I regret to this day. So we have another chick here who also shares the same experience of a man mm-hmm. that she treated horribly and regrets till this day. I'm not seeing too many of these comments, but maybe we'll see more. Somebody else who says, it's a chick, man, the hurt you must feel. I'm so sorry. I pray this love comes back around to you and that you do right by it this time. This man here says, because of your acknowledgement, you deserve a second chance. It's all about growth. And yes, once you grow as a person, and no one can take away growth from you in any situation. And the market gets to decide, not somebody else in a comment section, not even myself. If you improve yourself, whether you're a man, you go hit the gym, you go focus on getting to the bag, you improve your life. If you were a bum, and they are bums out here, if you were a 304, you might have to move to a different city. You have to move to a place where nobody knows you. I hate that it's like that. You might have to have a little bit of a fresh start. But in many cases, man, people can do the work. The problem is never in the fact that people can't do the work to improve themselves. The problem is typically people don't think they have to do the work. Love me the way that I am. I don't have to change shit. The right man is coming. Or they're just so, they build up so much baggage. So much baggage that the trauma is just too much. After the fifth kid with a different person, it becomes a little bit less likely that somebody's going to take you seriously for a long-term relationship and or marriage, right? After the seventh baby daddy, or after the third or fourth baby daddy, at that point, especially if you didn't marry any of those men, at that point, people are, you need a miracle. Comment down below. Moving on.